Guten Morgen von Bali. Früh aufgestanden und wir fahren zu Sungai Watch, einer Organisation, die 2020 von den Geschwistern Gary Kelly und Sam Benchebib gegründet wurde. Ziel ihrer NGO ist die Reinigung von Flüssen in Indonesien, um den Ertrag von Plastikabfällen in marine Ökosysteme zu reduzieren. Dazu muss man wissen, Indonesien ist der zweitgrößte Verschmutzer für Plastikmüll in der Welt nach China. Und die Geschwister haben folgendes System entwickelt: Flussbarrieren, in denen der Abfall aufgehalten wird. Er wird eingesammelt und dann sortiert und so weit wie möglich verwertet. Was ich daran unglaublich spannend finde, ist diese Sortierung, weil man kann dadurch nachweisen, wer eigentlich oder von welchen Firmen die meisten Plastikabfälle tatsächlich produziert werden. Und die Organisation geht dann auf diese Firmen zu, um zu schauen, welche Möglichkeiten es gibt, Plastik zu vermeiden. Ich stehe hier mit einer jungen Kollegin der Organisation, die Community Managerin ist, und sie wird von ihrer Arbeit erzählen.
So, what are you doing here?
Oh, so here I as a community manager in here.
Yes.
So whenever there's a cleanup, there's an educational, like we're doing in the school, so I'm the one in charge to take up the awareness of the local people in here. So whenever we do the cleanups and when there's a couple of volunteers, so they will come to me and contact me, and then they will say that, okay, I will come. I mean, like, there's a part of the community at the hotel, they will come together and they will say, okay, what the needs, if they want to volunteer, what they need to bring in here, like the gloves or boots, if they want to jump in the mangrove, because as we know, not everybody could walk in the mangrove because it's quite hard to walk in the mangrove. And then, and here also I learned, because most of the people that doing the plan for the mangrove, but they didn't care with the cleanups. So that's why I proposed them to, when you do the cleanup in the mangrove, you do also plant the mangrove. Why? Because when you see the seed, so you can just directly plant them together. So I think it's better to clean with plant than just clean, plant the mangrove. I mean, mostly the government, just when they do plant the mangrove, they just saw the clean area. They see the land and they plant the mangrove, and then they didn't see the situation. I mean, back in the back, there's a lot of trash that's still stuck in the root. And then that's what I'm doing here last year. So before I was a volunteer, now I'm staff in here. That it's really, I don't know why, but maybe it's pure from my heart. Like, oh my God, thank you God for giving me this opportunity to join the Sungai Watch, to help to clean the mangrove, to clean the river, and then to help educate the people and to take their awareness, like, to blow up their awareness, increase their awareness, because that's the hardest challenge of Sungai Watch before, when it was used to the old one, because our elders, they used to do everything organic, so they just throw their trash because it will degradable. But nowadays it already mixed with the non-organic, just plastics. They didn't know about that, and they just did throw that. That's what we need to do. We need to change their mindset. They need to separate their own trash. I mean, now we are teenagers, all the older or the parents nowadays, they already know the plastic. I mean, we need to raise their awareness about how we should use the use of the plastic bag, single use plastic bag. Or even when I do the socialization at the school, when I ask this kid, did you bring your water bottle? And they say, yes, may I see your water bottle? And they just see they show us the PET bottles, the one that they can throw easily after they drink it up.
Thank you very much. Thank you.